Welcome to the episode of Kentucky Football Carpool Show. I'm Nick.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris.
All right. Well, the game last week totally went a opposite direction that
just
I thought it was going to go.
Everybody here called it, right?
Yeah. Was not expecting the defense to be able to turn around like they did. They had a hell of a game plan. They all showed up. I guess, like we talked about last week, they have a lot of talent, so it wasn't going to keep it down forever. But I think Chris made a point that they last week that they really seems like they simplified the defense, especially with the coverages.
Yeah, whatever they did worked.
They got past. They got a lot of pressure too, that helped.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest thing, and it was just like you said. I had heard that they simplified the schemes, and you know, just kind of wanted the guys to play and not think so much. They follow the blueprint that Mississippi State's previous opponent had laid out.
Arkansas. Well, they're all using the ones that Washington used, which was the 3-3-5, where they only rushed three guys for the most part, and kind of got pass rush.
Yeah, Bohanna was getting a ton of penetration up front, so that was huge. And then, so two of my predictions were correct. Two out of the three. Boogie Watson had a big game, and their defense did stymie our offense. But
how did Hill do?
Well, he was obviously injured.
Oh, here we go.
Excuses.
Well, I'll tell you this. This is my observation of the whole thing. They did simplify the defense. They did simplify it. They got a lot of pass rushing. And they pretty much owned the field. They gave them short. They had long fields the whole game. They pinned them deep. Yep. That was a big time.
Max Duffy's probably the MVP of that game.
Duffy really pinned them. Every time, and I said this against Ole Miss actually too. I was telling Mike every time we pinned Ole Miss within inside the 20, they seemed like they had a lot of pressure, and that's what we did to Mississippi State, and we didn't let the guy run around, and all those short passes, they kind of let him have it, kept everything in front of him. And I mean, it was just a good defensive game.
The one thing you know about Mississippi State too is they're like on second and five, they're not running the ball. Well, I think they only ran the ball like five times probably in that game, if that.
I mean, it's just
it's just not going to do it.
Yeah, so you can give up 5 yards on first down and be okay.
And you know, the defense was great. I mean, Wright was awesome. I think we all agree with that.
Oh yeah,
he was great.
He was great.
Jamin Davis was great. All the corners showed up. Joseph showed up. Corker. Who else was Eccles? All of them were great. They all had a pretty good game. But we see the defense. You know, this is kind of the same things happened in Kentucky last four or five years, where it took a couple weeks for the defense to settle down, and hopefully this defense we see going forward. But what happens is every time the defense seems like it gets going, the offense looks like total shit.
Yeah, that was one of the worst offense performances I've seen.
The offense looked horrible. It seems like every time the defense comes together, the offense gets worse. The only play that was worth a damn all game was Terry's, 50-yard rush? Yeah. I mean, if you watch the highlights of the game, that's the only offensive highlight they had. I mean, I know Upshaw had a great catch. The tight ends are a lot more promising than I originally thought. Ali didn't have a very good game. What's the guy who keeps dropping the ball? Harris,
yeah.
He keeps dropping the ball.
Akeem Hayes needs to be in the damn game.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is exactly what Chris said last week. You're seeing it now play out that the wide receivers just aren't very great right now. Hopefully they'll get better. I think Ali's still a good wide receiver, but you need consistency out of these guys. And I don't want to take your thunder, Chris, but kind of explain to us what you think they should do with the offense going forward besides the whole Terry thing. We're all going to talk about that tonight, but the tight ends especially, what you were telling us earlier in the week, which I really do like.
I think that so they started going more towards the 12 personnel and having Bates in with Upshaw and Rigg and kind of giving the defense a look like they were just going to be running the whole time. But then they started letting the tight ends run routes. Like that's cool. But you also need to put your best playmakers out there. And it drives me crazy how risk averse Stoops and Grant are when it comes to who they put out there. They're so loyal to their upperclassmen. When you have more talented, more explosive underclassmen who you just haven't given a shot to, you haven't put them in the game to see if they can play well. And like, I'm glad Juton McClain got in at the end of the game for one run, and you could see what he can do.
God, that's going to be great in the future.
Where's Tisdale? Yeah. You all hyped up Tisdale in the offseason, and he played well last year in the times he got in. Why is he not getting in? Why isn't McClain getting the ball more? Why isn't Rose going out into wide receiver? And, you know, why aren't you doing something innovative and original with the playmakers you do have? Because you don't have any wide receiver. I think if you let Michael Drennan come in and get the ball in his hands and do the Lynn Bowden thing, he could probably do well.
But They did give Lynn Bowden played his freshman year on. I mean, he played early.
Yeah.
My issue with the offense was the other night, and maybe it's him listening to people, or maybe it's not. I have no idea. But when I started looking at the stats, started diving into the box score, and I see that they threw the ball 20 times and only rushed the ball with their running backs. What did I say last week? 13 times?
13 times, yeah.
Something like that. 13 times. No, maybe it was 17 times rushing the ball. That's what it was. 17 times rushing the ball with their actual running backs, so Rodriguez and Rose. They threw the ball 20 times, and Terry ran the ball 13 times. Like, not just like I'm rolling out running. He actually like had designed rushing plays that was for him, and it was kind of, it was just a bizarre play calls. I mean, it were strange.
I'm not a fan of design plays for Terry running the ball that much. I'm good with it occasionally.
Not with what you got. Not the running backs you have. You shouldn't be doing design run plays with your quarterback. Maybe a quarterback option type thing where he gets a chance to either hand it off or run it. But no freaking way should you be hiking the ball and him just having a quarterback rush.
I don't think he can handle getting hit that many times.
Well, his balls were, he had, there was drops. Did we all see that? The drops?
Yeah.
There was drops.
There's a few,
But there was a lot of balls. He overthrew the ball.
He overthrew a few screen plays. That really pisses me off.
Yeah, yeah.
He can't dissect what the defense is doing. He does not read what the defense is doing. There were at least four times when he had throws downfield that he could have made, but instead pulled it down and ran, and either ran for a loss or just barely got back to the line of scrimmage.
Okay, where me and Mike were sitting at during the game, we were real close to the field and everything. So when... what's his name? When Gatewood got in there, we didn't really see the ball. I didn't really see the ball throwing that. I guess it was a good ball. Everyone that's it, the one ball he threw looked sharp.
I know it was a rifle. You
now, now I will tell you this about Gatewood. When he came in, he looks like a quarterback. I mean, I'm not saying that Terry doesn't look like a quarterback, but this guy looks like a
modern day, can run and throw.
He looks huge. I mean, he looks like a good sized quarterback. And I hate this for Terry, because Terry seems like a pretty decent kid with a good head on his shoulders. But I think people are too scared to say this out loud, and I'm not going to be afraid to say it. If Kentucky wants to take it, I definitely know Chris ain't scared to say it. But if we want to move forward from this point on, Terry should probably start the Tennessee game, even though I don't think he should. They should have an open competition this week. They should have had it all week long. But we'll give him the benefit of the doubt because of his record. Right, and the people respect him. The team respects him, it seems like. But I will say this. If he comes out and he struggles like he has against Tennessee, 2 years ago when they played him, they need to go to Gatewood and see what he's got. He may not have it either. That's fine. But I don't think Kentucky's any worse or any better with him sitting on the bench and Terry in there. I think he's worth a look. I think it's worth a look.
What do you have to lose?
Exactly. But I think if Kentucky wants to get to the next level, we need to stop making this stuff personal and stop saying, oh, we feel so bad for Terry. He's came back from his injuries. No, I get all that stuff. Best player plays. You know, we've seen it before. We've seen this tale before. Basketball. We've seen this.
You think Nick Saban's like, oh, no, that's my guy. I'm going to keep him in there. No, he pulled Jalen Hurts in the middle of a fucking game.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If Kentucky wants to go to the next level, that has to upgrade that quarterback position, and we've seen enough of Terry now, man. If you're still going out there and having a Texas A&M,
I hate to be this guy. Terry's record so good is because he had a great defense and an unbelievable line
and
running backs.
Yeah, of course it is. And he's had the Florida game a couple years ago; it was fantastic. You know, he's and the Ole Miss game; he was good. But like, overall numbers, I always think about the Texas A&M game. I think about the Tennessee game a couple years ago. I think about the Mississippi State game now. I think about games where, like, he just totally overthrowing the ball. Yeah, he's doing stuff with his legs, but shit, Gatewood can do stuff with his legs. I mean, that's the thing.
I was talking about Gatewood. It took about eight of those motherfuckers to wrap him up, and he still didn't go down.
I think it's time to move past Terry. And that's a hard thing to say because I do like Terry.
Don't do a two-quarterback system. Two-quarterback systems never work.
It does not work. You can't.
You move on, you move on.
Quarterbacks are good with their flow. It's all about flow with quarterbacks. But, I mean, Chris, what do you got to add to the head? I don't know where else to go with Terry, man. We've seen enough of him, right? To know this is what we got.
I hate the whole mentality of, Stoops' system of running the ball a million fucking times is winning. We're winning games. So isn't that all that counts? Anybody who says stupid shit has no idea of the big picture. Yes, you are winning games against shitty teams and going 500 in the SEC. But that goes against what Stoops himself and that staff has said they want to do. They want to elevate that program. So stop accepting this risk-averse bullshit offense, because obviously you're not getting any wide receivers. You're seeing the results of them running a million fucking times and not taking advantage of anything down the field. And look at these receivers. We want to throw the ball downfield, but we don't even have an option anymore because none of them can get fucking open.
Okay, where I'll disagree with you. What I disagree with you on is I think the running's okay because that's our strength. I do.
I think we should be run heavy.
I don't think run heavy, but I think it should be more balanced. We like to be more 60, balanced.
40 is what I want.
But I don't think you can be balanced with Terry behind the center. I don't. No. I don't think so because, and I agree with Chris. I don't think you can did it, but Chris is also right on the fact that you're not going to ever bring in wide receivers if you don't start modernizing your offense a little bit. But I think our strength is our running backs and stuff like that. I do think it should be a 60-40 split. That's just me. That's what I think. It doesn't bore me at all.
Who are we giving Gatewood to throw to over the next couple of years? Who's he going to throw to?
Well, hopefully Drennan. Drennan seems like he's going to be a pretty solid player.
The dude weighs 160 pounds soaking wet.
So he gets open. That's all that matters.
That's not an SEC wide receiver. You can't rely on him being in the game because...
But if he's getting open, he's getting open.
Probably get injured if he takes a good enough lick. Like, that shouldn't be your number one, right? Wide receiver shouldn't be your number two. He should be a slot.
No, Drennan should be his number one.
Drennan doesn't even have the size of a number one. But then, so, you know, they keep saying they're playing to the strengths of the quarterbacks they have. Okay, so what are you going to do when Bo Allen takes over?
I do think after seeing last game, I do think they got some strength in the tight end, and that could be a big time weapon, especially against Tennessee this weekend, because Tennessee struggles with the pass over the middle. That has been taken advantage of by every team they've played. I don't know if y'all have watched. I've watched a couple Terry Tennessee games.
He's been missing on that.
Exactly, my point.
Yeah. Terry's not the right fit for this game.
Terry,
he's not going to come out of the game.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. People are afraid to say they need to. People are afraid to keep to say it's time to move past Terry because of his stats, his record. But much we saw with Alabama, and I'm not comparing Kentucky's team to Alabama by no means. But Jalen Hurts also had a hell of a record. But yeah. Tua was better.
Yeah,
and that's why Tua played.
Exactly. That's why Saban pulled him in the middle of the championship game.
So. Going forward, there needs to be a very, 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 very small leash for Terry. I mean, a small leash where if he overthrows a couple of balls, he's coming out. Enough of this. He turns the ball. He doesn't turn it. You know, he's a game manager. We don't need that. If you want to beat Georgia's, you got to put points up. I mean, in the East, you can get away with playing good defense, stuff like that, because it doesn't seem like besides Florida, it doesn't seem like there's a team that's really stretched the ball like LSU, and we see with Alabama now and all these other teams now. But because the East is still – I feel like the East is still pretty much defense and run the ball for the most part, I think. But with that said, we have to get better play at the quarterback position, and I don't think it's going to be from Terry. We've seen enough. Mm-hmm. We've seen enough of him. I've seen enough to him to know what we got in him, right? He's not going to get any better. I mean, he might have a flash in the pan, whatever you want to call it, but he's not going to get any better. I mean, what do you think, Chris? Do you think he's going to get any better? This is what he is.
You know what I think. I think it's part him, and I think it's part... I can't even really blame Grand for this, because I know it's Stoops who really calls the shots when it comes to offense. And Grand calls the game that Stoops wants to play. I think Grand would have thrown the ball more by now, but I don't think Stoops wants that. I think once Stoops gets a lead of like 10 points, he wants to fucking coast.
Well, that's he's lost games doing that.
Yeah.
He's lost.
He coaches not to lose.
He's lost the last two Florida games doing that. He's lost two of the last three Florida games doing that. He's lost to Tennessee doing that last year.
He lost to Ole Miss doing that. He lost who else have we lost? Auburn. We didn't ever have a lead in Auburn, did we?
No, but he's just, done it. He's done it quite a bit. Where he gets a lead, and then then all of a sudden the lead starts trickling down.
He doesn't get aggressive.
Three and outs. And no, I mean Grant had said on his presser this week that he has to call a better game, and I was just like, do you think? but same time, I just don't think Terry's the guy no more, and I hate to say it, man, because I do like Terry, and I hope he comes out. Maybe he comes out Tennessee game, and he throws it all over the place and looks great. But the problem is we see with Terry is he comes out and has a 200-yard passing game, which is, I mean, by everyone's standards, pretty terrible. But by Kentucky standard, that's pretty good. And I know it's sad to say it that way, but I mean, if he has 250 and rushes for 80 yards, that's a pretty great game for him. But he would come out and have those type of games, and then the next game, do exactly what he did this week. What, 70 yards passing? Yeah. 60 yards rushing?
20, 50 yards.
So, man, that's what I'm saying. Like, he comes out and he looks great against Ole Miss, a shitty defense. We all agree on that.
Yeah.
But then he comes out against Mississippi State, who doesn't have that much better of a defense than Ole Miss, and they look like – but again, it was more so the play calls. They weren't really helping him out. But it's
I have an issue. This is my biggest issue with play calls. I'm okay with the screen here and there. I'm fine doing two like screens, you know, in the same series. But you have to fake it at some point and go fucking deep. Fake the screen, go deep. Sets it up perfectly. We're setting up, but we're not capitalizing on it.
Now, Kentucky's just so predictable when they throw the ball. They throw four different passes.
That screen and throw a bomb, I guarantee you, everybody's biting on that screen at this point.
They throw like three different passes. They throw a screen. They have some like
loose tight end kind of up the middle,
type deal. They throw a little 5-yard
comeback.
Comeback. That's it. They don't really have much of a thing, and I think that's because I really don't think Terry's got that strong of an arm. He's okay accuracy wise. I mean, but he overthrows guys. I hate it, man. I hate it because I do think Terry's a great kid. I mean, that's the kind of guy you want leading your program. Yeah. But the thing is, we got to stop taking it personal and saying, feeling sorry for the guy. No, at the end of the day, it's about freaking winning, man. It's about winning. And it's
setting your program up for success that lasts.
Yep. And it's also about next year, too, man. Like, you know, you get Gatewood in here, and he starts looking good. That really sets you up for the next year.
Yeah.
And
that makes receivers think, oh, I wouldn't mind going there if they're throwing the ball.
It sucks to think that way. Because I know, like I said, Terry worked his ass off to get back to where he's at. But I think we've seen enough of what he is. He's not going to change what he is. He's inconsistent. He's the definition of an inconsistent quarterback.
Yep.
And that's the definition of a average team. And you just can't do the things that he does at times. And also he has had a problem with fumbling it. And his whole career at Kentucky's had that problem. And that's really all I can say about Terry, man. I just think it's time.
Yeah.
It's time to move on.
Yeah. Speaking of moving on, let's move on. Bashing Terry here.
Yeah, I know.
Another issue I have with the game, is it just me? Is our kickoff, like, just the worst fucking kickoff in the entire world? Like, Chance Poor is fucking awful at kicking off.
He cannot kick the ball at the end.
Like, though. I mean, it looked like, I mean, from Wilson, it looked like he was about two or three kickoffs. It looked like it was going out of bounds.
He cannot reach the end zone.
No.
Consistently, at least.
No, or he shanks it seems like.
Well, I don't know what to say on that, man. That's going to hurt us eventually.
Yeah, no
shit. I mean, that's something to keep an eye on. But overall, I mean, long as Max Duffy's punting there, our special teams are keeping us
alive. Duffy's safety punt was better than any of Chance's Ports kickoffs.
It was quite amazing defensive performance. I mean, considering that he's never been shut out before, and considering how much we were torched the week before, and he's watched the film on that.
Yeah.
And Kentucky.
Or did he?
He definitely did. He did. And he got, I mean, Kentucky had a good game plan. And hopefully the same thing this week. But let's dig into Tennessee, because this is my most hated team on the planet. I hate Tennessee. So they're my least favorite team. I've live around Louisville fans, live with a Louisville fan. And they're trust me, they're just as obnoxious. But Tennessee fans think that they're Alabama, but they have the about same record as Kentucky the last 10 years. So,
yep.
Except they beat Kentucky. So, but that's, they're no longer Alabama. And I always feel like we can beat them, but can we beat them down in Tennessee is the problem.
Man.
We haven't done 84, so.
Yeah, so not my lifetime, right? Yep,
none of ours.
Yeah, none of our lifetimes. I'm digging into these box scores. It looks like stats for the year for Tennessee. Me and Chris were just talking about it. We were all talking about how they're pretty balanced. Looks like they averaged 222 yards in the air, and 121 on the ground. That's actually pretty. That's not as good as I thought, man. I'll be honest with you.
No, I'm.
I mean, what do you think about that, Chris? I mean, I'm not that impressed with that. Are you?
So I've watched every game that Tennessee's played this year.
Were you wearing orange?
I'm really impressed.
Yeah.
No, I fucking hate Tennessee.
There we go.
I'd like to watch our where I'm really impressed is their defense, man. They are so physical. And for the very first kickoff, that defense is flying around. They're fast. They're physical. They're in your face. They're talking shit to everybody the entire time. That's what I want a defense to do. That's what I want a team to look like. And Tennessee is definitely that team this year. Every time I've watched them, it's just like they are so confident that they're going to beat anybody's ass. And they were giving it to Georgia, everything that Georgia could handle, and until after halftime when Georgia figured it out and then, you know, deep-dicked them. But I've always been worried with Ty Chandler, their running back, because he's always had a good game against Kentucky. He's super fast. He's actually leading the SEC in carries or rushing yards before last game. Guarantano, his stats against Kentucky have been unbelievable in his career at Tennessee. He's only had like 14 incompletions, 15 touchdowns, 590 yards, no interceptions.
So we make him look like Peyton Manning, basically.
Yeah.
Yes, as we do with all back running or quarterbacks. And then they have big physical receivers like they always do, but this year is no different. It just really worries me.
Well, I don't know. I'm looking at Kentucky stats. Kentucky stats, they've only given up.
Our
defense has only given up 1,078 yards this year. Theirs has given up 1,154. They average more offense. Yeah, it looks like it. Offenses average more yards against them by 30 yards. I mean, it tells you how good of a game that Kentucky had against Mississippi State, because I actually didn't think the defense had looked very good.
Ole Miss offense has proven that.
Well, I mean, Auburn didn't have that many yards as far as, I mean, the quarterback did, but Auburn didn't have a great offensive game. We gave them a short field.
Yeah, a couple plays.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I mean, the defense overall, I mean, hasn't looked too bad. I mean, we've only given up a total of 298 yards rushing.
So let me ask you all this. After watching that Alabama game, Alabama-Ole Miss, are you all feeling a little bit better about the defense now, seeing what Ole Miss's offense did to Alabama?
I don't think Alabama's defense is as great.
I always thought the defense was going to be fine. I thought they were going to figure things out. I've been concerned about the offense the entire time because of the personnel.
Right. I don't know. Like I said, I'm looking at this stuff, and Kentucky's defense overall is better than theirs. I mean, stats-wise. And I actually think Kentucky's playing harder teams. I think Kentucky's playing harder teams.
Look at the teams that Kentucky's played based on their offense, though.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Ole Miss's offense is better than anybody.
Ole Miss and Mississippi State's offenses by the end of the year are going to be in the top five in the SEC. Now, the teams that they've played, South Carolina's offense is garbage. And I know Missouri had a great game last year, or last week, but Missouri's not that great of offense.
Those three programs have balanced offenses. They try to run the ball, whereas Mississippi and Mississippi State do not.
Well, I don't disagree with you on that, but Auburn tries to run the ball. But what I'll say is I think overall Kentucky's played three harder teams overall. Now Tennessee's played the hardest team, and that's Georgia.
Yeah.
But I think Kentucky's three-game stretch was harder than their three-game stretch. That's just me on the outside. I mean, this me looking at their schedule and my ours. I definitely don't think South Carolina's that good this year. I keep saying that over and over again. And Missouri's in a transition year.
By the end of the year.
Missouri's in a transition year, and we you make the argument with Ole Miss, but Ole Miss seems to be a lot better than people thought. Their defense is historically bad, but
good lord, that offense is powerful.
But I'm not so sure how great Auburn is. I mean, obviously Auburn's got a decent record right now, but I think looking at the stats, they're pretty even. But obviously the difference is Tennessee's offense is much better than our offense. Besides rushing the ball, Kentucky's running the ball more. They got more yards and stuff, but that should be expected the amount of times we rush the ball.
Yeah.
So, looks like
that's the whole offense we have.
Yeah, right. It looks like we had 755 yards rushing, and they have 451 yards rushing. Let's see here. I mean, the averages aren't that bad off passing, really. I mean, our passing's 154, and that's god-awful.
Not good.
But they have 222. I mean, that's not great either.
No.
222 is not great either.
That's a big discrepancy, though.
Yeah, but they're throwing a lot more. They have 91 attempts. We have 77. I mean, they have 14 more throwing. But the thing is Tennessee, we just talked about that quarterback they got. He loves beating up on Kentucky. Yeah. I mean, the guy is, what'd they say, 14, only 14 incompletions against Kentucky? That's insane numbers right there. No interceptions.
Not this year.
Yeah, I hope so, man. I don't know, Chris. I mean, I've watched Tennessee play. I didn't think they looked very good. The only game I've watched all of Tennessee play was against South Carolina. I didn't think they looked very good, but I also don't respect South Carolina at all. So,
yeah.
I mean, we didn't respect them at all so much that we thought Vandy was going to beat them last week. Vandy got crushed. But overall, I mean, you think Tennessee is a lot better than they have been the last couple of years? Or I think it's about the same.
I think people are drinking that Kool-Aid still on them.
I think it's because it's their opponents that make them look better.
I think if Tennessee, they struggled in the first half of their schedule the last few years because they played a really difficult first half of the schedule, and we usually catch them at the end of the year where they're starting to hit their stride after playing a really difficult first six games, and on the back half they're playing really well because they're playing teams that aren't as difficult. And then by the time they get to the Kentucky game, their confidence is high, and they almost shit the bed last year, but we shit the bed. I think it's good that Kentucky's catching Tennessee at this time of year, simply because neither team really has a confidence issue and we're relatively healthy. But I think Tennessee can do more on offense, and that's going to be a problem because Jeremy Pruitt, as much of an asshole as he is, that defense has taken on his mentality, and that's playing super physical, super fast, and super, super arrogant. Yep. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man. They didn't stop the run at all last year.
Mental factors, when you have so many mental factors going against you already, to be facing a defense that keeps telling you they're going to eat your ass the whole game, once they start showing that and shutting down your run, which is the only method you have on offense, I really think it's going to be a big mental game. And I think it's going to really hurt Kentucky by halftime. I think we're going to know how that game's going to turn out.
Oh, for sure. But they did not stop the run last year, like, at all.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just telling you, I know Lynn was back there running the ball, But I still don't think they're going to be able to – just looking at their stats right now, I still don't know if they're going to stop the run on us. But you're right. They're probably going to put nine guys in the box.
They made adjustments and they started stopping Kentucky.
Well, because they made adjustments.
That's
we did.
The problem is Jeremy Pruitt will make adjustments. He'll pull his fucking starting quarterback in favor of a backup quarterback so they can get some sort of spark on offense, and it works. And it worked that game. That's what the fucking problem is. Stoops and Grant don't make any adjustments, and they just let the failure persist.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, but but I don't know, man. They were a six point favorite to kick it off off all the odds and stuff, and now they're down to 4.5. So people are betting on Kentucky, clearly, but I don't know, man. It's
well, do you think Tennessee looks ahead of Alabama next week?
I think Kentucky needs to worry about, well, I know Tennessee's looking course towards Alabama, but Kentucky needs to win this game. This is a must win.
Oh yeah.
And you know, if they're looking past, Kentucky better not be looking towards Georgia or anything like that, because Kentucky wins here, they're back in the race. Because Georgia's probably gonna lose to Alabama this week. I don't care if Saban's on the sidelines or not. They're gonna lose to Alabama probably this week. And Tennessee has a hard stretch ahead of them. If you knock them out now, you don't have to worry about no tiebreakers or anything with them like we had to in the bowl game last year. Get them, you know, beat them now. It sets you up for that Georgia game. I mean, this can't say enough. I mean, Kentucky is how horrible they were through the first two games, and everybody was about to, you know, break down. If they win this weekend and Georgia loses, I mean, God, I mean, it's set up for Kentucky again.
Yep.
It's set up for Kentucky again because Florida's going to lose. I mean, Florida plays Bama too, don't they?
Eventually, if they ever get back all their players.
Yeah, I mean, they got LSU still to play, but that's the thing. It's like, if Kentucky can probably still, I think that the SEC East team is going to probably have three losses.
Yeah.
That's just, maybe the only team that's not going to have three losses is probably Georgia. But Kentucky and Florida will, and Tennessee. But I just think that Kentucky needs to, if you can't get motivated for this game, there's a problem.
Right, especially because Tennessee has just embarrassed them.
Embarrassed them the last 2 years. Have embarrassed you on your home field and down there with your best Kentucky team. What did you say? For eternity? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Pretty much our whole lives, yeah.
I mean, it's been a miserable.
Other than Matt Work and Steven Johnson.
And now they're doing it in basketball, too. That's why I got to have this football game. Yeah. Please. I just can't. I just don't understand why we've had so much more talent than them the last 2 years. And we don't beat them.
Yeah.
I mean, you just cannot. I can't get over it. And the thought that that game's going to be at noon and my whole freaking day is going to be destroyed by that game.
Or it could be made.
Yes, it could. And it might be. It seems like every time Stoops' teams get behind the sticks, per se, and everybody's doubting them, they seem to turn it around. But I mean, this year is going to be really hard to do that kind of stuff. But if they beat Tennessee, you know, you got to win. So, all right, let's get on to it. What's your all's predictions for this weekend? Mike, we'll start with you because I know you hate Tennessee.
I'm going to go. Jesus, I've been thinking about this all week. I cannot come up with a score at all. I mean, I would never pick against Kentucky, so I'm going to go ahead and say it. 31-28, Cats.
Oh, my God.
But I think offense MVP is probably – I think Rodriguez needs to touch the ball more. He didn't touch the ball nearly enough. I know he got hurt at one point last week, but
– Seven rushes, yeah. That's it. Seven rushes.
He's our best running back.
Yes, he is.
Especially with Smoke out, so he needs to touch the ball more. But so I'm going to go Rodriguez and defensive player of the game. I'm going to go with Bohanna. Bohanna had a big, I think, momentum-building game last week. Yep. I want to see him carry it over.
Yep. So, Chris, what do you got?
Nice. Not as optimistic as Mike.
Chris is a glass.
So I really think it's
going to go. It's all right. Chris is 1-0 on the show this year, so.
I really think it's going to come down to two things. So Tennessee has just as good of an offensive line as Kentucky does. They have five-star talent all over the place. I don't know. I think if Kentucky can get pressure up front like they did against Mississippi State last week, maybe even more, with just rushing four, and we're able to put some pressure on Guarantano like we haven't his entire career in these games, and we're able to run the ball, then it's going to be really interesting, and I think Kentucky win that way.
But I honestly don't think that's going to happen. I think Tennessee's going to win 28-10 because it's in Knoxville and we never played ball in Knoxville.
He's going to blow out
28-10?
Wow.
All right, I'm going to go this route. I'm going to go 17-3 Kentucky.
Ooh, I like it.
They're not going to give him a touchdown.
That's the most realistic prediction of yes. the year.
17-3 Kentucky. And we're going to leave Knoxville. We're going to go in, and we're going to be playing Georgia. And we're going to be trying to get number one in that East. If Florida ever gets back on the field, I don't know. They have one loss right now, so.
Yeah, Florida's season will get canceled. And they'll be like, we won the East.
That's probably right. That's probably right. But, I mean, that's the thing. Is Kentucky, if you want to go next level, you got to beat Tennessee.
Yeah.
I mean.
You just have to.
You have to beat Tennessee.
You can't get your ass kicked every year by the same program.
Yeah, you got to beat Tennessee. They're,
well, you can't call it a rivalry if you're.
Okay, Chris kind of got cut off there, but I get what you're saying. If you can't call it a rivalry if you don't
just
win
like,
the game.
Just like Tennessee calls Alabama their rivals. You know, yeah. It's not there.
I'll tell you what. Alabama might beat them as many times as we beat them. Yeah. All right, might say many times they beat us in a row.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know when the next time they'll actually beat Alabama.
Yeah. They might be the new Kentucky Florida streak.
I mean, seriously. I mean, do you think Tennessee will ever beat Saban while he's there?
No.
I don't. I don't. Tennessee is like the equivalent of Kentucky now. I mean, they are. They are in the same middle-of-the-road program as Kentucky, but their fans talk like they fucking won 10 national championships this decade.
We beat IU.
I mean, seriously. Y'all look at their fans and listen to them?
No, they're stupid. I don't really look at them.
Do Saban's assistants, former assistants, ever beat him?
They never have, no.
I think it's kind of like a Belichick thing, but his assistants never beat him.
The only one that will would be Lane Kiffin because he was only assistant there for a couple of years.
I don't even count Lane Kiffin as his assistant because Lane Kiffin was already head coach of the Raiders. I mean, that doesn't count, all right? Lane Kiffin's dad is his tree, okay? That's his tree. Yeah. His dad is like one of the best defensive coordinators ever in the league.
Is his daddy Nick Saban?
It is now. It is now.
I love Lane Kiffin. I love his attitude. I love his fucking offense. I love that he's not scared to try new shit during the game. I love it. I would love to be coached at Kentucky.
Oh, my God. Stop. That guy's a douchebag.
He just wants a little fresh water in his life. That's
stop.
All.
Stop. Just stop.
I do.
God, just stop. It makes me sick. Lane Kiffin. Did y'all see what he did at USC?
Oh, goddamn excitement. Yeah.
Did y'all see what happened at USC? Because that son of a bitch got fired there, okay? He's trash. He is trash.
Hey, did you see what happened when he just brought Ole Miss into Kentucky?
And yeah,
we
saw
beat
it.
Beat ourselves?
Fake.
Yeah, we did beat ourselves. Let's be honest. We had more yards than him and stuff, man. Let's be honest. Come on. He's a good offensive coach, but Ole Miss had a good offense. I mean, they had the best wide receiver in the SEC. So it's not like they had a bunch of bums on there. It's not like what happened to freaking like Missouri busting up fucking LSU. You know what I mean? That's a bunch of bums. So I'm just saying, yeah, Missouri, I'm coming after you.
I just got a lot of built up anger towards Missouri.
I'm coming after you,
bums.
Yeah, a bunch of bums there. I tell you, he's got a bunch of bums in South Carolina. I cannot stand that program.
Yeah, they got the biggest bum of all, the head coach.
But I would like to go to a home game there, I will say. They look like it's pretty fun. Chris, you going to go to a home game for South Carolina?
Yeah, you live like right down the street from it, don't you?
Next year, when Kentucky visits, what's their team, Bryce Williams or whatever?
Yeah, Bryce Williams, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to a Clemson game.
I'm going to go to the South Carolina Kentucky game.
It would be sweet to go to Clemson game, though, too. That would be pretty, yeah. That'd be pretty sweet.
Y'all showed in last week when they beat the fuck out of Miami like I told you they would.
Yeah, but let's not forget that I told you that Texas was still trash and they lost.
Dude, that is their one chance. They're never going to be Oklahoma again. They're going to be like Alabama and Tennessee
I told
again.
You, Texas's program's terrible. I don't understand
it. No, they had so many opportunities to win that game.
They have like so much talent down there, and they are not going to win anything with Tom Herman as their coach.
No, they're dead to me. They're on my I do not bet on games anymore.
Tom Herman's terrible.
They're just like Miami. Where they keep saying they're back, we keep thinking they're back.
Oh, I never thought they were back. I just thought this was their one chance to beat Oklahoma.
No, I had this some bitch on Twitter from Nebraska trying to run his mouth to me. And I get it. Nebraska's a historic program. I get it. But what the hell is Nebraska? Nebraska hasn't even been a bowl game in 5 years. Stop.
The only Nebraska player I can name is Eric Crouch.
I mean, stop. Stop. I mean, come on. Like, that's another one. Like, what's their coach name? Scott Frost or something like that?
Oh, yeah. He won the national championship in Central Florida.
Get out of here. Like I said, Tennessee fans, seems like Nebraska football fans, Louisville fans just in general. Louisville fans actually thought they were going to win the ACC this year. Let's all have a laugh at that.
This ACC takeover has been going on for like 5 years now.
Yeah, no. Let's all have a laugh at that. When's the Big Ten come back?
Never.
Like next week, isn't it?
Oh, did they finally coming back?
It's coming back. It's coming up, isn't it, Chris? Do you remember what date it is?
What's that?
The Big Ten. When are they coming back?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, that's true. Touche. Touche. The only one that's in there is Ohio State. That's pretty much it.
Yep, and the rest of them run the Eddie Grant offense. So
yeah, Kentucky. Yeah, that's right. Midwest style, baby.
They just call it the Big Blue Conference.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess hopefully. I don't think I picked my MVPs, did I?
Oh no, you didn't.
I didn't. I said 17-3. So my MVPs are going to be. I think Gatewood will come in. I think he'll score a touchdown late. I think he'll look pretty good. And I think the defense, I think Jamin Davis, I'll take him.
Nice, I like it.
So it took definitely a wild card. Gatewood probably won't even play, but they'll leave Terry Wilson in there all game long, looking terrible, 7 for 28, and they'll say, well, he rushed for 90 yards. He rushed for 90 yards. Like, it wasn't Terry's fault. Yeah, he's 7 for 20 for 15 yards. That wasn't his fault. You're right. That's just not his fault. I'm just tired of the excuses for Terry, man. I like the kid. He seems like a great kid. I hope he does do good, man. I do. But I think it's time. It's time to move on.
Gotta move on.
Gotta move on. Player. Gotta move on, man. So
I need to pick my MVPs.
Oh, go on.
Gortano and somebody from Tennessee on defense.
If Tennessee wins, they're offensive MVP would be Guarantano. Their defensive MVP would be their linebacker, Toa Toa. And that's really because I like saying his name. And then if Kentucky wins, I think Josh Ali has to have a big game. So I'll pick him. And their defensive MVP, go Jordan Wright.
All right. Like yeah, that's a good pick.
Yeah.
He was in the end zone. He danced right in the end zone.
He's a ball hawk, by the way. He's always around loose balls.
What do you say, Chris?
I've been waiting for the last 3 years for him to show up. I think he's got tons of potential.
Well, he danced right in the end zone where me and Mike were sitting at. Yeah. So
awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was. They were really good seats.
Very nice.
So, anyways, I'm Nick.
I'm Mike.
I'm Chris. Go Big Blue.
Go Cats.
I'm surprised Chris said go Big Blue. I thought you were going to say go Vols.
Go Orange. Chris is going to be listening to Rocky Top all game long.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. God, I hate that song. All right. I guess we'll do it again.
Go Big Blue.
Yeah. Go Big Blue. All right.